Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Thunambe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Lebohang khaphela featuring Bongi Cairo and Shane Hart. Beautiful song, never fails. Thank you so much to you, Anels, and of course, blessed evening to you, Johan, and continue to shine bright. And continue to encourage multitudes to come to the saving knowledge of our Savior each and every time. And of course, we have Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's on the line. Greetings to you, Professor. Greetings. Welcome.
Thank you to you, my brother. Thank you so much for the welcome. I greet you with your family. I also greet the family of Radio Pulpit with my brother Parukia. I greet you all in the glorious name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you. And we also have Parukia in Cape Town. Mayachi, good evening, Tuda.
Good evening, and Tuda. Shalom. Shalom Rabbah to you, Mayach. Shalom Rabbah to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also to the family of Radio Pulpit. It's good to be back. It is Tuesday, so greetings in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Umsindisi. Hallelujah.
Umsindisi.
Umsindisi.
Kuthiwa indodana ka sonini nanini.
Yeah.
The Ancient of Days. If you,
I'm telling you.
You really look at Yahuwah, and then you look at how it's written also, and then read it on our course. That is going to the right. Actually, it's, when you read it, you should read it going to the. When you read it to the course of going to the right, this other woman in Kosalen says, if you read it to the right, it says nini. So uso nini na nini. Estetangayo yeva kwengoko uso nini na nini ge o.
Ingwele cheche.
Nakoge nazoge. Yayibona indaba? Right, and are you well, sir? Are you well?
I'm excellent. I'm very well, thank you. The family is also well.
Good.
We barak Abba Yahuwah for the life, for the health, for each and everything, for his protection, most abundantly, his everlasting love. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, also, Professor Buyiso Ndezi, greetings to you. And how are you, Professor? Welcome.
Thank you, my brother. I'm okay. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I was a bit exhausted, but yeah, I'm fine. I'm fresher now by the grace of Yahweh Elohim.
Why? Were you running again? I couldn't run today because it was raining in my city.
Yeah, same year. Mm. It was pouring.
It's actually pouring. Even raining as we speak now.
Wow.
I wonder if I will be able to run in a minute. Usually what I do, but I haven't done this in more than a year, what I do, I would move from the house and run to the studio, put a backpack, put everything in it and run to the studio. And then when I come out of here. Yeah, but now I would, after here, then I would pass by, go a little bit towards... what they call, I'd go to a place called Islin. Go a little bit into Islin, Derdeport, then come back running and go back home.
Yeah, that's what sick people do.
Oh, that's what sick people do. Oh, okay.
No, fit people.
Yeah. But welcome to the show. I trust everything is okay.
All is well, my brother. Thank you so much.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
We now, bless the Father.
Hallelujah. Now, tonight we are going to be talking about fear, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So, we are touching on the issue of fear. And we also, it's amazing how these topics coincide with what is happening. You know, man is constantly put in a state of fearing. A state of fear, in one way or another. Man is propelled into that, forced into that. You know, we are afraid of failure. We are afraid of losing out. We are afraid of rejection. We are afraid of being unemployed. We are afraid of being alone. We are afraid of losing those that we depend on. We are afraid of losing those who depend on us. We are afraid of losing things that we hold dear to us, including people. We are afraid of tomorrow. We are afraid of even the way we might look. Have you seen people who are afraid of the way they might look? With the inventions of AI, people are able to take their own picture and then to say, okay, what if my diet is like this? Let's say, for instance, reckless, because we are on radio. And then this thing would project an image of you now having developed a pot belly and all those kinds of things and stuff. And people are afraid of that. Then you find them in the gym. People are in the gym not because it is a health routine. They're in the gym because they're afraid of what has been projected into them that they might look like. So fear has become a signature tune of the current times that we live in. And fear is a direct opposite of faith, because once one is riddled with fear, one is unable to project with trust towards the living Father. So we will look into that, and I trust as we do so, the Father will just do us good. You know, what is fear even all about? Remember, I'm not talking about the fear of the Elohim. I'm talking about the fear of men, which is an evidence of a lack of faith in Yahuwah, our Elohim. Now, we find that much of the times that when it comes to the notion of fear, people even had gone on to make drastic decisions in their lives because of fear. People have gone on to project even upon themselves some of the things which are deemed unrealistic because of fear. You know, because of fear, some people have compromised their standards of holiness. Because of fear, you know, I'd rather be a sellout to my boss and then live out the notion of being a true believer and start bad-mouthing people the way my boss would like me to. Or because of fear, people have gone on to hone their own positions in levels of power in a manner in which they would impose upon themselves a rhetoric that would make them to become reliable sources of information. It's fear. It's fear all over. It is fear when I enter into this well-known supermarket, and because of the way I look, there would be a security guard following me throughout until I finish paying. And I would realize that, amongst other things also, when I get out there, my things that I bought with my money, I am supposed to produce them at the door for a guy to tick my slip, as if I am not from the counter. It's fear. Because of the way people look, we become afraid of them because of notions that have been instilled upon us. Fear has become a rhetoric. Fear has become a cult. Fear is an underlying, undercurrent denominator. And fear has become a ruler of many minds. When people preach, when they secure their own positions in churches and stuff and consolidate themselves, you can feel fear. You can see fear. And when people rule, run parties and stuff, I'm talking to some people who also are in parties, you know, in these political parties. And then I say, but this decision that you make, it's because of fear. No one wants to usurp your power. But look at how you are destroying what you have built. And then sometimes fear makes people to even do some of the most incorrigible things. You know, I was listening to my wife speaking, and she was speaking about, because people who do PhDs and stuff and stuff and stuff, and I think Professor Bui can attest to that. because of fear, people plagiarize to a greatest extent. And it has become a problem in South Africa. People are afraid, yo, I will never become a doctor, so I plagiarize. Some institutions where people who are writing exams, do you know a ghostwriter? People who are writing exams for other people. Yeah. Fear. Thinking that if I do it on my own, I won't pass. Fear seems to be the ruling factor that has colonized the minds today. That's a big problem. Fear is the issue that has infiltrated the systems of thought today. Regardless, if you listen to adverts, I once listened to this other advert, and as a growing young boy, there's a particular brand of car that I loved so much. And then there's this other guy who loved the other brand, you know, a Benzi. And then he would say, on the road, there are two cars, the Benzi and the others. And I knew that the brand that I had was stronger than that brand is talking about. And I was able to drive it many, many years, two of them, for many, many years, 20 years over. You know, my kids were born with me driving those cars until they became adults. But fear makes you to, even in adverts, fear makes you to think that you don't belong if you don't drink Lingolongol, if you don't drink like the rest of the people do. And fear makes you to think that you don't fit in with the times if you don't light a cigarette. Fear makes you to think that you will not be readily accepted into the wisdoms of those who seem to be very much popular and powerful in the social strata if you don't take drugs like them. Fear does that, especially in this industry that I'm in the broadcasting industry. It's fear that makes people to do what they do and to secure and to continuously be popular. Fear is so bad that I've seen with those that I was with in television, people would be doing Christian programs but still going to Izinyanga so that they should be strengthened, their Christian programs should be strong, and so that they should be able not to be fired and to continue to work and stuff and stuff. Abefundis, it's fear. Fear makes Abefundisi to go to the Inyanga so that they can, so, in inverted commas, strengthen them so that their churches should always have many people. And they wear this belt each and every time as a covenant-keeping, a force of drawing people near. It's fear. Fear makes someone to go to the Inyanga to consult so that they can bewitch their spouse, so that their spouse would stay with them and become their slave. It's fear. The fear of man is so sad. Genesis 12:12. Therefore, it will happen when the Egyptians see you that they will say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will let you leave. Remember? Ah, that beautiful wife. Jacob. Now, check this one out. Jacob means a lie. Check this one out. Deuteronomy 1:17. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid in any man's presence. For the judgment is Yahuwah's. The case that is too hard for you, bring to me and I will hear it. You shall not be afraid in executing the duties of the Father, the judgments of the Father. But today we are afraid. We go to the Inyangas to execute the duties that we call the duties of the Father. 1 Samuel 13:12. Then I said, the Philistines will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Elohim. Therefore I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering. Felt compelled. Fear makes you to do things in a very unceremonial way. It's fear. 1 Samuel chapter 15. verses 24. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Elohim and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Ah, we also have that kind of fear. Because everyone is doing it, so am I. Everyone is smoking, so am I. Everyone is taking a bit of wine, so am I. You know, there are some people in this other organization that put alcohol somewhere and they hide it. But when they are together, they drink it like no one's business. If you have ever seen a wine bibber, it's fear. And you know that these, some of the people amongst them, they don't want to do it, but they do it because they feel that the popular opinion will be against them. Populism has brought an amount of fear even amongst us today. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, we always are.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. After this, a question.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Why are we afraid to even call the Father with his true name? Even when we preach, we're afraid to even call the Father with his true name. Because of popular opinions. And I've read those verses, you'd see it's popular opinions. You know, it's judgments of people. It's the accepted rhetoric. You know, the viewpoint that has gained prominence and has become familiar with the people. People have become well disposed towards a particular kind of thought process. So one gets into that because this is what people are well disposed towards. And that's a big problem that we have today. That is why we have so much compromise in the churches. Professor, let me start with you. So much fear today. It's a sad song, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is, my brother. Thank you so much for the opportunity again. As you were talking, it was coming to my mind that it seems as though fear becomes the first instinct or the first emotion that gets to people in whatever situation that they find themselves at. And at the end, they end up being controlled by this emotion called fear.
Mm.
And I was listening to you talking about Samuel responding, Saul rather, responding to Samuel, that he found himself compelled of doing whatever he did. And this compulsion was coming from the fact that he feared men over and above what God was saying to him. So it seems as if when we get into certain situations, the first emotion that arises is an emotion of fear, which is also informed by how we look at us, how we want them to view us. And I think that is coming from the fact that we've been around a certain system for such a long time. We accepted that system, and we were also accepted by that particular system. At the end of the day, it becomes difficult for us to dissociate ourselves from that particular system. At the end of the day, we find ourselves feeding a particular system, and most of the time that system is ungodly. And here what Saul is saying is that when I saw that the Philistines were coming down to us at Gilgal, before I could make any supplication and sacrifices, I felt compelled. And that compassion was coming from what he saw and from what people were saying or expecting him to do. So fear is brought by expectation. And for us, we find ourselves submitting to those expectations of people. And if we are not submitting under those expectations, we feel as though we no longer belong. So you also brought the issue of rejection in this case, that we fear rejection, and at the end of the day, we find ourselves being compelled to do other things, even if those things are outside the will of the Father. In 1 Samuel 15:24, where you have read, it says, then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. So what was being feared by Saul here is what they will say, because we are so much tuned and controlled by the words that come from people. When we obey what they expect, obey what they say, we find ourselves belonging. We find ourselves being in the company of those who will give us approval. So some of these fears are the fears of disapproval, that people might reject us. People might not look at us the way that we want them to look at us. So all of these things are bringing together this fear that we end up acting ungodly, end up acting unbecoming to the word of the Lord. What I also found out, Brother Ray, about the sources of fear is that we don't want to find ourselves being alone. We don't want to find ourselves not supported. It's like there is this thing in us that hungers for edification, for acceptance, that hungers for belonging. Looking at the book of Joshua, and we hear God comforting Joshua by assuring that I'm there with you. So which brings the notion that people somehow need to feel that they belong. They need to be edified. They need to be strengthened. They need to be assured. If there is not that assurance, fear creeps in. In verse 9 of Joshua 1, it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So it brings an understanding that says the fear could come across when someone is not assured of who is he going with. When there's not that assurance that the Lord is with you, or maybe when we forget that God has promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and we hear God confirming his presence around Joshua, and he tells him that, Joshua, I want you to be strong and of good courage because I am there with you. If there was not that assurance, fear would come and overtake Joshua, and he would end up not fulfilling what he was supposed to fulfill. So I'm seeing fear coming in when people are not assured of who they are with, when they are not assured how they will do what they have to do, when they are not assured of the results that have to come from the actions that they are doing. And that assurance will somehow increase faith levels and then reduce the fear that would come. And sometimes this fear is coming because people do not feel safe. When I'm not safe with what I'm experiencing, environment, and not safe with what I'm going through, and that feeling automatically brings fear, because I don't know whether I'll be able to go through this valley of the shadow of death. Who am I with in this valley? Who is journeying with me here? So the lack of safety, and if I don't have that feeling of safety, automatically brings fear. And you came across, you brought some examples that are happening these days, that people are fearful of being alone, are fearful of losing people. So when people go through situations, they feel that I'm not safe, I'm going to be alone, and no one is going to help me in this situation. I'm going through the valley of the shadow of death. What's going to happen? Because we don't know of the tomorrow. We don't know whether I will manage to get out of the situation, then the fear comes in. Whereas the word of God in Matthew 34 says, you must not worry about the tomorrow, because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so it brings me fear today. And once I get to that state, brother, I am unable to act according to the word. I can't act according to faith. I can't see a way out because the tomorrow to me is not seen, is not visible, is not assured because of what I think is going to happen or because of what I think is not going to happen. So all of these things bring across a certain amount of fear in our lives. Darkness that is brought by lack of knowledge is also another source of fear. If I don't know what is happening, if I don't have an idea of how things would happen tomorrow, fear will come in. So to be in darkness, to have that lack of knowledge about things will automatically bring fear to me. But if I have the light of God, if I know that He is my salvation, if I know that He is my comforter, I will rest even in every situation that I find myself going through because He is my light, He is my salvation. But that knowledge has to bring that faith, that knowledge must bring that comfort to me that I can be able to act in faith. But if I don't have that, automatically fear comes in. So what would assist us to get out of the state of fear? It's when we know something. It's when we have the truth on our side. It's when the Word of God is part of us. When the Word of God has shined its light in our hearts, then I will be able to act in faith. So when fear comes in, it is an indicator that there is a limited word of God about that issue that brings fear to you. So what will overcome that fear is the amount of word that will cancel out that fear and bring you to the state of light. So we get to that state of fear because there is a limited amount of light, limited amount of the word that is in our life about that situation. And we don't know who we are with in that situation, which makes us to be so fearful and worried about the current and the tomorrow.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. We are talking about fear, the rages of fear today, and how fear has permeated almost every aspect of man's culture, traditions, knowledge, trends, philosophies, academia, everywhere. I was shocked. I was saying to the other friend of mine, and I said, "You academics, I'm surprised. I thought when I came here I would find so much peace and serenity. But it looks like this is a war, yezinkabi, you know. It is so sad. And when you check, it's all because of fear. Fear has permeated everywhere, amongst the great, the small, the educated, non-educated, amongst the learned, non-learned, the trained, untrained, everywhere. Fear seems to be the ruling factor that we talk less about. Much of the times we have become ruled by it to a great extent. When we come back, I'm asking this question also to Baruch Yah.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Here's another thing. If you read Psalms 18, verse 4, it says, "The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid." Today, pangs of death and sounds of ungodliness are making many people who are believers afraid of standing out and being believers. They'd rather not come out from amongst them. They'd rather stay in and be counted with the rest. And they're afraid, thinking that I will become the ridicule of the decade. They're afraid that I will be cast out. I will be kicked out. they're afraid that I won't be counted as worthy to be amongst them. It's a sad thing. Mayaki?
Hey, Mami Tuda. It's indeed true. Let me start and be controversial in coming to this topic to say one of the things that really also causes fear to us as mankind is the food we eat.
Yeah.
The food we eat also plays a role for us to be the way we are, the way we behave.
Mm.
You know, yeah, so that's what I wanted to start with. And also to can say this fear and anxiety, I would say, it's about the present moment or the common struggles amongst believers, right? Because we find ourselves consumed by worries. Actually, I have some feedback about circumstances, financial stability, health, relationships, and the uncertainties of life in general. So this brings excessive worries and contradicts the scriptural teachings that emphasizes trusting in Yahuwah's provision and protection. So when we look at the scripture, the book of Matthew 6:34, it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself, and each day has trouble of its own. You know? So we are being reminded to focus on about today and to trust Abba Yahuwah's will, that he's the one who provides our needs.
Yeah.
So we have the fear of saying, hey, you know what? I'm growing old. And you know, I'm going to be lonely. My children, and whatnot. And who's going to look after me? You know, we have such kinds of fears. So And it is sad for us as believers because we forget when we palal is to pray, to say, we say, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
So if it is a layaha, why should I question it? Why should I want to change it? You know? So I may enter into this Psalm 18:4. It says, the cause of death entangled me, right? And the torrents of destruction. Look, there are attacks that may happen in life, right? Yeah. But it is in us trusting in Abba Yahuwah, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, I do not change my belief. I stick to it. I know that where I am is the place of safety. Where I am is a place of deliverance because he is my fortress. He is my tower. He is my shield. So he will ensure that even when I am about to fall or get khupiwa, you know, he will send his malakins to lift me up so that I don't dash into that stone. So meaning that when I walk in obedience, it becomes, I have that form of protection that whatever that has coiled me or coiled itself around me, it does not have power over me. Being it sickness, being it whatever financial struggles I'm going through, it does not mean I should go and rob the bank. You know, but I need to trust in him. I need to continue to pray in him because of the promises that he brings unto me. So when we understand the fear is that today fear can it manifest itself in so many ways. So and which starts to bring the worrying, and in that kicks in the people start to struggle with doubt. And doubt is a form of confusion, meaning that we are double-minded. We are people that are lukewarm. And the scripture warns us about that, because when we are in the middle, it means we can easily cross over to side of darkness, you know, because of we will look at and reason with the reasoning of man, not looking at the plan of Abba Yahuwah, not looking to the promise that he has spoken over his word to say we have to trust in him, trust not in a man, because man will bring fear. Men will drop the rand and all that, and then the country will get into panic and whatnot, and hey, we need to be investing and all these sort of things. And these are all man-made and man ideas. But trusting in him is to say, even when there's no rain, now I will have provision to eat.
Yeah.
Even when the circumstance does not allow, now trusting in Abba Yahuwah, he will see me through. Mm. You know, so Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to Abba Yahuwah, and the peace of Abba Yahuwah, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Yahusha.
Mm.
So we can see that now, when we pray and we have faith in Abba Yahuwah, he brings shalom in our lives. So shalom is rest, meaning that situation may seem bad and everything, but you become at peace. You are accepted, you know what, now I may not have, but I'm not going to be worried about the things of the world because of the level where I'm at, the growth that I'm at in now giving and handing my life and to submitting before him. He must take over, he must take charge, because John says, less of me and more of you. So it is about time for us not to have the fear that we submit ourselves, we bow ourselves, and we let him take control and let him lead, because then his will must take over in our lives instead of us wanting to drive our will, because in so many instances and so many cases, our wills have failed us, you know, but now we need him. We need him to remove this fear. We need to trust in him. We need to love him with our all, our hearts, our minds, and our everything.
Tuda, Mayachi. Right, we are talking about how fear has gone on to devastate man's existence. And if we are not careful, how fear will continue to dominate us and eventually bring us into a pulp. You know, it will really bring us into a pulp if we allow it to. But the word of the Father is strong in this. I'm just going to show instances of fear, and our guests will even move to solutions there. But I'll show you instances of fear that are there. Professor, I'm looking also into 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 14. Then Hezekiah king of Judah sent to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, I have done wrong, turn away from me, whatever you impose on me I will pay. And the king of Assyria assessed Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. What am I saying? Fear is costly. And I'm going back to what Baruch Yah had said when he said we basically are afraid to such an extent that we don't realize, I'm paraphrasing, that it costs us. Fear is costly. Look at King Hezekiah now. Because of fear. And I'm saying this because Baruch Yah said, for Yahuwah is with us, so we shouldn't be afraid. And you said, Professor, the Elohim is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear?
Amen.
Now, we see much of the times also that when we consider fear, we set ourselves at debt towards the devil and the one that is imposing this. And it's no one else but the devil. So we become a society that is in debt and indebted to him. And it will cost us dearly because he has the right of assessment and charges. When we have this kind of fear, we give the devil the right of assessment and charges over us. Quite sad, Professor.
Very sad, my brother. I would understand why fear is so costly in the manner that you have explained, and according to the book of 2 Kings 18:14, it is because it is not of God. And we know that the scriptures say God did not give us the spirit of fear. So it means if the spirit of fear does not come from the Father, automatically it will come from another source. And that source will be depleting from us. And if we entertain that source or entertain this emotion and that state of fear, we are already paying dues to that king who brings us that spirit of fear. And here we find King Hezekiah doing things that he never thought that they would be happening simply because he found himself in a state of fear. It is unfortunate that it's not only the money that we lose, Brother Ray, by fear. We also lose our identity. We find ourselves having sold out to other people, having sold ourselves out to other gods, simply because we are not trusting, we don't have faith in God. So it's not only making us pay monetary, but we sometimes pay with our souls. We also pay with our lives, and at some point in time, the inheritance that God has given unto us, we sell it out to the enemy. Some of us, we even pay with the health because we feared to stand our ground and we didn't want to speak the word of God when we had to speak the word of God. So it is costly in many ways, in ways that could not benefit us any further if we don't repent back to the Father. And I'm looking into the scripture here, Psalms 56 verse 3, which is a very comforting one that says, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I think this is the state that we need to find ourselves at, that if this feeling, this emotion would want to creep in, you know exactly how to deal with it. There is the Father who's always waiting for us to rely on him all the time. So when we find ourselves at that state that wants to steal from us, that wants to deplete from us, we know that we have a shelter, we have God, who is waiting for us to come to him, that we may always get to him for safety, because he is our strong refuge. You also read Psalm 18:4, if I'm not mistaken, where you said, the pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. I want to link this verse to the verse that you quoted in the book of Kings, that when we find ourselves surrounded by these pangs of death, and we entertain these pangs of death, we end up paying to the enemy. We end up getting depleted. Every resource that we have getting taken by the enemy. And this fear makes us lose who we are, makes us not to be seen who we belong to. So God wants us to know exactly how to deal with these spirits of fear, how to deal with the emotion of fear, by knowing that he is with us in every situation, because he says, you must not fear them. You must not fear anything that will come and intimidate you, for I, the Lord your God, myself, will fight for you. So when we don't see how are we going to get out of the situation, we get to the state of fear. If I don't see who is with me, because we want to see things that are physical, we want to see things that are identifiable. If we don't have that, then we get to that state. And if we don't see those things, we end up selling ourselves. And we find the believers are no longer in the Lord. They are no longer doing the will of God. And they have sold their souls. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. I'm saying this to bring a point of what causes fears sometimes. We fear not to be heard.
we fear that sometimes what we are saying, our ideas, our points are not heard. So when people do not have confidence in who they are, don't have trust on what they believe, they end up getting to this state of fear. So when God says we need to trust in his word, we need to trust that when we speak to him, when we seek him, he hears us. Then we will know we will not be in the state of fear. But because we need to be heard each time, and we want to hear and want to see the responses, and if we don't see those responses, then we get scared. And I need to see a reaction that is in line with what I said for me to be able to be at a resting state. So people always have this feeling of wanting to be heard, of wanting to be understood, of wanting to be interpreted right. If they are not interpreted right, then it brings this kind of an emotion to them. But when we know that in our situations, we have the Father, Yahweh Elohim is always around us. When I seek him, when I speak to him, he hears me. Mm. Even if he has not yet responded today, but I know that in the fullness of time, he will respond. I rest in that knowledge because my prayers have been prayed in the name of Elohim. I know that God will be able to respond. And that delivers us from all of these feelings. That knowledge delivers us. Hence, we said earlier on, it is the state of lack of knowledge, the state of darkness that brings fear to people. It is that state of not knowing the tomorrow that makes us be fearful. Mm. So when I know that God hears my prayers, I will not be scared. If I know that he is my strength, I will not be scared. I will not sell with my identity. I will not lose my belongings because I know that I need to rest in the Lord. I need to rest where God has left me. I continually trust him, and he always brings the light. He always brings hope, and I trust him with all that I have. And I will say unto him, he is my refuge. He is my shelter. In him I will trust. Moreover, the word continually says, be strong, do not fear. Behold, I am your God, and I will bring vengeance in every situation. So we get fearful because we think we need to take matters into our hands. Mm. We think vengeance belongs to us. We think we must do something for us to get out of a state. But God says, be strong, do not fear. Vengeance is mine. I will help you. I will take you out of that situation. Then we will be at the state of rest.
Mm. I hear you quite well. In instances, it disguises in this way, Professor, and I'm just, you know, paraphrasing at least three sentences towards the end, where it says, I'd rather do it. You know, there's this thing, I'd rather do it because others may not do it the way it should be done. Hey! Yeah.
Dangerous.
Yeah, because it happens much of the times that even leaders do that. I'd rather do it. Even parents do that. I'd rather do it because if I don't do it, it won't be done right. As if you were born doing things right, you know. It's fear. It's all fear.
Yeah.
You know, much of the times, it has permeated every aspect of our lives. And Barukia is very much correct. I'm surprised he says controversial. It's very much correct. When he says, even in what we eat, it's fear.
Yeah.
I eat these vegetables because I'm afraid I may grow a pot belly. So... it's fear. It shouldn't be a motivation.
Now you bring another end.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Everything else has some element of the undercurrents of fear with so much force that it's like something that is at this highest level of sound that our own ears cannot comprehend it. That's how fear operates.
And it's very subtle. Yeah, and it's very subtle because we don't see.
Yeah.
Sometimes it covers itself with advantages,
yes,
with beauty, with
absolutely
benefit that you think, yeah.
Masquerades.
And we don't know that the source the source.
The devil himself.
Fear.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. When we come back, more on this, the issue of fear. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, and tell us what fear has done to you, you know, and how you have overcome fear, or what fear does, and how it can be overcome, and how fear has destroyed some of the things that you held dear in your life, and how are you recovering? We're talking about that, and of course also how the devil is using fear as an opposite to faith, is using fear as an opposite to faith. Even when people are calling people to crusades, they use fear. Even when people are saying, I want to testify to you about the kingdom of the Most High, they use fear. Hey, when we come back more, send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. Come live the life at 657 AM.
Lokwesaba sikuthola phakathi kwethu kulethwa yini? Ngoba bonakala kusobala ukuthi akusukwesaba kulethwa uNkulunkulu. Akusilo bokuhlonipha uNkulunkulu, ukwesaba nje. Nanoma uvuka ekuseni uyesaba. Thola uvukile ubheke umkakho, ubheke umyeni wakho uthi lo. Thi ngimkhulekele manje ukuthi lo. Angangenelwa ingqondo yokuthi angipoisone one time. Hey, you're opening up the gates for fear. Yeah. You know? And it happens in many ways. I mean, I'm just using this a very, very awkward example. But also in what we eat, in many ways. Also in what we listen to, in many ways. You know, men, especially, and let me say this, now this may be controversial, especially the so-called black men, we, have been listening to rhetorics that basically had made us to think that women are against us, and hence the abuse. I was watching a video now of this guy who is beating this lady in a taxi, and everyone is sitting down as if nothing is happening. The worst part of it, the other one is filming it, and it's trending on social networks now. And the programs that we watch, and I want to show you this, like programs like Isitembu, they basically walk on the fear of men to say, hey, you must dominate women. That's what they say. And this in itself is something that has been used so that men can remain very much patriarchal in an abusive way. And that is why then the very same devil says, look at men. He makes them do things, and then from there he says, look at men. And then they start to say men are, and they name them with the name of the animal, lesibiza usibi. All these things. All this, even upon women, there is a philosophy that is enforced so that they become afraid and they start to rise up, you know, and fight against men. And women to, and men to fight against women. That is what the devil wants. We are riddled with that, yet we keep quiet. A sound so subtle that the common ear can hear. Let him who has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.